All right, everybody. Woo-hoo. There's your taste of Betty Fox. And it's I tell you good. What, if you want more of a taste, please do yourself a favor and get over to the Hideaway Cafe next Friday night for her CD release party.
But yes. Please don't try to taste her.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't dig that.
No.
Or maybe she would. I don't know. We've knows? Never actually met her. But, hey, let me tell you something. She's really pretty. And this is a girl who is very talented. And when she is up there performing, she is bringing these sounds out of her body from, like, her toes.
Right.
I mean, she's going through contortions. I mean, she is like the female Joe Cocker. I mean, she's into it. And
she's in it.
Yeah. She will bend her body to make a sound come out.
Exactly.
And then in some songs, she does like that whole scat thing. You know, all that. I can't do it. But yeah, she does all that in there, and it's kind of cool.
Right. So either
go check her out
Sunday at the Sea Blues Festival at Coachman Park, or tickets for Friday night are still available, $10.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Sea Blues Festival is free.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday. Now, I heard that Saturday it's going to like 80% chance of rain. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. But she's playing Sunday.
Right.
And then, the Hideaway Cafe is always a wonderful place to see her.
Yeah, look, I don't care who you go see at the Hideaway. It's a fantastic place to go. As a matter of fact, Steph and I went last night to their open mic. And I don't know, we saw some really cool performers in there.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the open mic, what's so special about that is that it caters to local artists.
Right.
And the setup is cool because what they do is you come in, you sign up on the sheet, and they give you three songs.
Right.
And because the Hideaway Cafe has a recording studio, it's like they record those three songs.
You can ask them to. That there might be a charge for that.
Well, how
I'm
cool
not
is
sure.
that? Because then you walk away now and you've got like a demo tape.
Right.
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 So that's very cool.
Yeah. Last night I really liked the Joey Cujo.
Joey Cujo. Right. He was very funny.
He was funny.
You know who he reminded me of? Those two guys that play down in Key West that do all of sort of like the parody songs.
Right.
Right. And because his songs were very witty.
Very witty. Mm-hmm.
Seems like he has a problem with an old girlfriend.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
she doesn't come across very well in the songs.
Wouldn't want to be her.
No.
But yeah, no, he was funny. And then there was the banjo player.
The banjo guy,
and
right.
I mean, you get a little bit of everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That the first band, glass half full, whatever
right.
it was, that was like a 5-piece band, and they're sort of bluegrass.
Right.
They said they were bluegrass rock country, and I don't know. It was pretty good. It was interesting.
They had the stand up bass.
A big stand up bass. Ty, that's the guy that had the dobro, the dobro yep. guitar, and they were pretty good. You know.
I want to stand up.
It's music, man. Let me tell you something. Anytime you get a chance to go and see live music, whether you like it or not, it's inspirational.
It is.
I always get a real buzz watching live music. You get to see people, you know, in their moment.
Right.
Their talent. And a lot of times I sit back and I go, I wish I could do that.
Right. You exactly.
Know, where do they get that? I mean, it's a gift. It's like people that can draw or paint, you know, or sculpt. It's an art.
It's an art.
It's something that they have that a lot of other people don't.
Yes.
You know, it's a gift, if you will.
It is.
If you will.
If you will. Anyway, so before the break, I said that we were going to talk about this new show on TV called The Hunted. Stephanie, what was it? Wednesday night on CBS?
Wednesday night. CBS.
I think it started at 8, something like that.
8 to 9, yes.
And it's a show where basically it's professional detectives,
private investigators, FBI. I'm not sure who all they have.
Yeah, you know it. And what they do is they hunt these fugitives. Now, these aren't real bad people.
Right.
But so
these are people that have signed up for the show.
It's kind of sounds awesome. Well, it's kind of like a contest because if you make it 28 days without being found by these professionals, you can win $250,000.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of funny to see, you know, because these are like game show contestants, really.
Right. You
know, they're not professional criminals or anything like that.
Yeah, no. And yeah. Some of them aren't really very good at this.
No, some of them aren't very smart. And it just, it makes you wonder, it's like, if you were going to sign up to be on this show, it seems like you'd want to do, you know, quite a bit of like pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get your act together.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And it's definitely. Just, it's amazing to me that, you know, some of these guys sort of bumbling through this whole thing. And it's like,
right. Well, some of them did pre-plan, but they made the mistake of pre-planning using their own computer.
Right.
Which, you know, they're like, oh, well, they were checking out campgrounds.
Right.
Yeah. In these three areas.
And they contacted their best friend.
Is this a joke?
Right.
I mean, it is kind of a joke. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, if you're not a professional criminal, even if you are a professional criminal, do you know how to just disappear?
I do.
Well, I think
one of the things that really surprised me were... they were using cell phones.
Right, which
that's
is a no-no.
Ridiculous.
And then, you know, not throwing it immediately out the car window.
Right.
There are other options that are better.
Yeah, no.
Well, see, here's the thing, Ty. Here's the thing. You, to win this game, you cannot commit a crime.
Right.
Because at one point I said, okay, you've got a rental car or you've borrowed a car from somebody. In my mind, I'm going to the nearest like mall parking lot, and I'm switching license plates with somebody.
You can't do that.
Can't do that. That's breaking the law. So you can't break the law.
Why would you drive a car?
Well, I mean,
some of them were
get
driving.
Get you a lot farther away, a lot faster.
Well, who said farther is better?
Well, that's
that's
then
another.
Again,
another
you're right about
theory.
That too. You know,
it just surprised me. Yeah, it surprised me the people they were contacting.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's like...
best friends.
And
that one couple of dudes, I mean, they were cocky about it.
Right. They flew one of their wives in.
To a location where they were so that, you know, she could give them, like, some supplies or something. They even took a picture of them with, like, this newspaper headline that, you know, showed that they were on the show. And then she went back to where she was from and posted it all over Facebook, sort of taunting
right.
the hunters.
A picture of her with them on the airstrip.
Right.
And I don't know. They wouldn't be able to find me.
See, I mean, how do you go about that, though? I mean, really?
Well, okay. You have 28 days?
Yeah.
I would call them on the 28th day, and I would tell them, double or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great if you can make it to the 28 days.
Oh, I know I could.
I just don't know how you know. I think, you know, I feel like we fly under the radar, you know? Not to commit crimes,
but not too many.
No, but we're social media. We're not real big. We aren't. We all have cell phones,
right?
But we're not glued to them. I think we're close enough with all of our family members that if they knew we were going to be on this show,
right,
and we said, hey. You're not going to hear from us for 28 days. Don't panic.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody would be panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what surprised me.
Well, what I liked is that one dude was like, oh, I'm so homesick. I miss my kids and I miss my wife. It's like, hey, did you sign up for the show?
Right.
It's 28 days.
Your wife is at home going, yeah. He's out of here. Hopefully, he'll make $250,000. Don't be homesick.
Make $250,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He wants to come back.
Right.
Keep it in check.
Yeah.
He can just leave for a month.
Me and the kids will be here when you get back.
Right. I don't know. Maybe that's just, you know, part of a...
Yeah, that's one of the things I wasn't expecting about the show is, like, they kind of make it a little, you know, a little bit...
dramatic.
Dramatic. You know, it's like... Come on, man.
Come on.
You're not really trying to win if
and
you're going through all that.
If you're calling your kids.
I think it's a little unfair that you can't break the law.
Well, right.
Because, yeah, I mean, if they're really
if you can break
you,
the law, I mean, that gives you a lot more options.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you break the law at the end of the 28 days, then they get to arrest you.
Right. Yeah. That's you don't want them really looking for you.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe just a military, more of a military mindset.
Yeah.
Not that you were ever deployed for a long period of time, but that was always an option. That, you know, that was a possibility.
I'm not good in the woods, though.
No, but like you could have.
Why you gotta go to the woods?
When you were in the military, a lot of people would get, say, orders to Okinawa for a year.
Right.
No dependents. You know, so maybe that's something that we've, I don't know, mentally, it's like 28 days.
Did you
What's
catch
the big deal?
I think we mentioned it on the last time we mentioned it on the show, is like you have to stay within like 100,000 square miles or something like that.
Yeah, there were parameters.
But it seemed like they had to stay in the state of Georgia. This particular one.
That's where they, I think, launched from.
Georgia and Alabama, I think they had to stay within those two.
And the Florida Panhandle.
Right.
Right.
So, very close.
It's very close.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't what I expected from the show.
Mm-mm.
Apparently, it started out with 9 couples, and it was down to 4 couples.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought each episode was going to be documenting the 28-day of a particular, you know, group.
Well, it's more of like a series. You have to catch the opening of the series to see, like, when they get the
initial call.
Right.
And to see where they've
That's
gone.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
so whatever episode in was what we saw.
Right.
And I don't know. It's interesting, though. Very interesting to think about.
It is.
Still, I'd love to try.
Yeah. You should put in your resume.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steph, when we were watching it, you said that you thought that you and I would be very good at it. And I remember thinking at the time, why does she think that? What is it that she thinks that we would be able to do to get away from these professional hunters?
Well, no, just based on what we were watching, we wouldn't be jeopardizing ourselves by calling the kids every day to check in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, really?
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're going to be out.
Now look, if the only way to win, you have to go off the grid.
Yep.
Right.
You have to go off the grid.
The one.
Well, you got to use misdirection as well.
Right. Well, the one team was using the ATM.
Yeah.
As soon as
that guy pulled his card out,
they had him.
Exactly.
Yep. There was a ping, and they were right there. Yep.
Well, how much money do they give you? Like,
I think
to start with?
Only like $500. So it's not a lot.
Okay. 28 days, I could make $300 last.
Well, that's good. If you're planning on going on the show, you got to have like your own little cash box, because $500 isn't going to be enough, really.
No.
I mean, you said you could make that much money last 28 days, but I think you're going to want more money. I really do. Anyway,
I don't know, but it would be an interesting challenge.
I mean, I wouldn't be staying at hotels or anything.
Yeah, no, probably not a good idea anyway.
Can't do that. You can't go, like, if you were going to go camping, you can't go and pay with a credit card or anything like that. If you go into the store, you got to sort of be disguised.
You got to have to avoid all surveillance cameras.
Yeah, you can't go in and buy, like, a whole camping kit.
No,
you know,
I mean,
you got to buy a little bit at a time, you know, like tonight. I'm going to buy a tent, but I'm not going to buy sleeping bags and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
at least we'll have the tent.
You know, you're going ahead of time, you know, so stock up.
Have your bug out kit.
Exactly. Yeah. And have it ready.
Right.
But
anyway. All right. So we probably should play Stump the Chump.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want to do that?
Yes, we can.
Well, why don't we take a quick little break?
Okay.
And we'll play Stump the Chump. Now, do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do. It is because Monday is President's Day.
Yep.
a la 3-day weekend, we are going to play a little President Trivia.
All right, fantastic. All right, everybody, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Woohoo, got it right.
We're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to play our President's Day-themed Stump the Chump. Everybody, that's Don't Call No Ambulance by Selwyn Birchwood, who you can catch tomorrow at the Clearwater. Sunday. Oh, is he Sunday?
He's Sunday.
Oh, I thought Betty Fox was Sunday.
They both are. They're back to back on Sunday afternoon.
And you know, they've performed together before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So at the Clearwater Sea Blues Festival up in Coachman Park, which is free, by the way.
Yes. I want to say Betty goes on. I don't remember, 1:45, and then Selwyn goes on right after.
There's going to be a lot of other, and I've already put that away. I wish I had kept it up here. But there are going to be a lot of other great performers
Absolutely.
There this weekend. So
Absolutely.
It should be a good weekend of music. However, like I said, tomorrow, 80% chance of rain. So
yeah.
But after that, after tomorrow, Sunday, and usually the last day of a festival is when they really kick it up a notch and they bring out all the heavy hitters.
Right.
So Sunday might be the day to go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Come see us.
Right. Come see us. So here we are. Friday night, and we are about to play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Stephanie, you said that our theme for tonight was?
Presidential trivia.
Presidential trivia. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Now here's the thing with our presidential trivia tonight.
There's a thing.
I do not have multiple choice
That's
answers.
Okay. That's all right.
So
you either know it or you don't.
Yeah, and some of these are a little tricky.
Okay.
So
just
so you know, and don't forget him. He might be one of the answers.
All right.
Who was the first presidential jogger? Mark.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Oh, come on.
Ty.
Jimmy Carter.
No. Much older.
Older? Like way back?
Like way back.
Can you give us a year?
Kennedy.
Like a...
No.
Depression era?
Back when it was still jogging.
Eisenhower.
You're getting closer.
Ah.
Abraham.
No.
Too far.
We know it wasn't FDR.
What
was it?
Theodore Roosevelt.
What? Okay. But not FDR.
Not FDR.
He had the polio, you know.
Right, but Theodore Roosevelt.
You know,
Theodore.
He jogged around the Washington Monument daily.
Did they actually call it jogging back then?
I don't think so.
Hmm. That'd be interesting to find out when they first started calling jogging.
What would they call it before?
Running.
Briskly running.
Brisk
I'm running.
Speed walking.
Right.
Yeah. When did we start defining the moving of feet quickly? Uh-huh. Who was the first divorcee to live in the White House as First Lady of the United States? Now this
Nixon.
Mrs. Nixon?
Yeah.
Oh, Pat?
Yeah.
No. Older than that. And I know that this particular president is from Ohio. And his wife was the first divorcee.
Well, tell us what her name was.
Her first name. Her first name. Not that this is going
to
help.
Can you give us her initials?
Oh, her first name is Florence.
Nightingale.
No. Oh.
Henderson.
Fishburne.
You're close on the...
Florence?
The first
and
letter
the
of the last name, Tyler.
Did she go by a nickname?
Harrison.
Flo?
I don't know.
Not Harrison, but close.
President George Harrison.
No.
Flo. Florence.
From Florence.
Taft.
No, it starts with an H. The last name starts with an H.
Hughley.
There's
Humphrey.
There's
Humphreys.
No. There's a memorial in Marion, Ohio. Where this president is from.
And his last name begins with an H?
With an H.
A H.
And it's not Harrison?
No. No.
Jeez Louise.
Husker Du.
Husker Du.
Husker Du.
All right, I give up.
You give up?
Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
It was Florence.
Hamilton.
No.
Oh. Hamilton.
Florence Harding.
Harding.
Warren G. Harding's wife.
I almost said Hefferson.
Hefferson.
Any woman named Florence has got to be a Hefferson.
Hefferson. No.
That's a heifer, son.
No. How could you say that? All right. Now, this one's fairly easy. And maybe. What is the minimum age set in the Constitution for the President of the United States, Tyler?
35.
Yes. It is 35, and Ty is on the board.
Who is the youngest president?
I don't know. That might be one of the questions. We'll get there.
Okay.
Jeez.
When all the paint was stripped from the outer walls of the White House for the very first time in the 1980s, how many coats of paint were removed? Hannah.
30.
No. Higher.
50.
No. Lower.
48.
Mark. No. Lower. Tie.
Oh.
45.
No, lower.
46.
Come on, man. 40.
No, higher.
42.
39.
Yes.
42.
42 coats of paint. And Mark is on the board. All right. So Ty has one. Mark has one. Hannah's not on the board. How many presidents were British subjects at birth? Ooh. Hannah.
Two.
No. Ty.
I think three.
No.
Five.
Higher.
Six.
No. No.
Ten.
Too high.
Four?
No.
Eight.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Screw
so,
you.
Eight. Mark has two. They you know, were George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, and William Henry Harrison.
What about Hefferson?
Hefferson. No.
Tommy Jeffs.
The first president born an American was Martin Van Buren.
Nice. How about that?
Who knew? Who knew?
Till then, we had a bunch of British guys.
Shoot.
Think about it.
Oh,
what
here.
Happened here?
Oh, I turned the page when I wasn't supposed to turn the page, and it wasn't
Careful
making
with
sense.
That page turning.
Yeah, right. What American president signed an amnesty bill restoring citizenship to Jefferson Davis retroactive to 1868 Tyler?
Grant.
No.
Robert E. Lee.
No, much more president? Much more recent. Tyler.
Well, recent?
George Bush.
Not Bush. That recent. but closer. Not that recent.
Which George Bush?
Yeah, right.
Neither
the old,
one.
The old one.
Before George Bush.
Pappy Bush.
Ronald Reagan.
No.
Nixon.
Close. In between.
Who was oh. In between? Bill Clinton?
Clinton.
No.
Clintron.
Between Nixon and Reagan?
Ford?
No.
Carter.
Carter.
I'm killing this.
Jimmy Carter.
I'm killing this kid.
By going through every name.
Yeah, right. Just
it's
keep
gotta
naming
be
them
one
off.
Of them.
That's the problem with not having multiple choice.
Totally killing it.
Yeah.
So I have three.
You have three. Mark has three. Ty has one. Who?
Hannah's Canadian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, now she's part of the Republic of Key West.
Yeah, right.
Aren't they their own sovereign?
We don't care.
Who gave Chelsea Clinton her cat
Herbie.
Socks?
What?
Who?
Who? And the cat's name was Socks. The, not someone who
OJ.
Gave the cat socks.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Hillary. Hill Dog.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Hold on.
It was probably,
I don't know.
George Sr., George Bush Sr.
No, it was not a family member, nor a previous president.
Well, what's this got to do with President's Day?
It's Chelsea Clinton's cat.
That's the first cat.
All right. It was her piano teacher.
Oh.
You guys weren't even close
we never
on the
get. That.
No, probably not.
Piano
How?
Teacher gave her the first cat.
Yeah. How was Martha Washington formally addressed during her husband's presidency?
Martha.
Martha. No. Ty.
Head bitch in charge.
Yeah. No.
First lady.
No. This was prior to first lady.
Madam Washington.
Close, but no.
Mrs. Washington.
No.
Your Highness.
Close.
Royalty.
So if she was royal, she's not a queen, she's not a princess.
She would, your liege.
She would be what?
Your aunt. I don't know.
There's a lot of things she could be. She was the lady in the north.
Your mistress?
Lady Washington.
Lady Washington. That's four.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have a couple of questions I want to ask you regarding presidents.
I hope they're easier than mine.
Well, maybe. What state has produced the most presidents?
Ohio.
Virginia.
Drunkenness.
Virginia.
Well, it's either Virginia or Ohio. What's it going to be?
Virginia.
I think
it's Virginia.
It is Virginia. Virginia has produced 8, Ohio 7.
Yep.
Very close.
Close second.
Here's another one. How many vice presidents have become president?
One.
No. Oh.
Two. None.
Four. 20.
Really?
Less than.
15.
Less than.
14.
14. Yes, it is 14. What were the ones in our recent history? Bush.
LBJ.
Ford. Bush.
Ford. Bush.
And Johnson.
Okay.
For Kennedy. Who was the first vice president to become president?
John Quincy Adams.
Yes. And he was the second president of the United States.
Yes.
He was.
Look at me.
Who's, if that's the case, Hannah, whose vice president was he?
George.
Yes.
Lady Washington's husband.
Lady Washington. Sorry. His teeth were wool.
His wool. His teeth were made of wool.
Right. Okay. Anyway, I won.
You won.
I won. It's all that matters.
Give me 20 bucks on four.
So, Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you consider yourself like addicted to?
No.
I mean, maybe. I mean, not your drugs and all that, but I'm talking about like a food or a...
Like me and my Diet Coke.
Right.
You know, like...
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
It gives you wings.
Is there anything like that you have to do all the time? You know?
No.
Any OCD?
No.
Steph, tapping?
Anything for you?
The Diet Coke is my big thing.
Yeah.
I'm a picker. Mm-hmm. I'm a big old, always picking.
Yeah.
Always picking at myself.
Are you grinning?
Picking and a grinning.
Ty, you got anything?
Not that we can discuss here.
Okay.
Right.
I know for Ty,
yeah.
YouTube needs to be part of his daily routine.
Why?
Well, I'm talking about something that you would have to do. Like, this is something that you do every day, pretty much all day.
Oh, all day?
Yeah. Farting.
No, that's
all right. So
I'm addicted to touching my face. I'm always touching my face.
Have you ever known anybody with a police scanner?
Yes, Nana Kay. Remember Nana Kay used to have one.
There was a guy at the hotel who had one. He was weird.
Have you ever listened to a police scanner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you understand how addicting they can become?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We bought a police scanner for Uncle Jay.
Right.
We gave it to him, and I thought, well, this will keep him busy.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it for 5 minutes and I was like, then it was like time to go. And it's like, no, we can't go.
No.
Hold on. I got to find out what happens on this
you
call.
You can get wrapped into this thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Into a police scanner. Yeah.
You start learning all the codes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, today, the front page of today's Tampa Bay Times, there was a story about this 66-year-old retired computer tech. This guy's name was Bill Ewens.
Ewens,
66, retired computer tech. He has two police scanners, and he listens to these police scanners 24/7.
Wow. Oh, wow. Now that's dedication.
He lives up in the Riverview area.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does as a community service is that he will go on Facebook and post to his friends and family members and neighbors what's going on. Like if there's a traffic jam, if there's a burglar in the area.
That's
if,
cool.
You know, if there was a traffic accident or yeah. that kind of thing.
Letting people know where the speed traps are.
Yeah, right. He's got his Facebook page is called South Hillsborough County Police EMS Scanner Activity Awareness. And he's got like 1,400 followers.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't have way more than that.
Right. But apparently, like his family members are like, well, that's all he does is listen
to
the scanner.
Yeah, that's a little much. Yeah. But it is addicting.
Yeah.
I remember being at mom's, yeah. and every night after dinner, we'd turn on the police scanner while yeah. we played board games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to sit there with the code sheet.
Oh, to figure out what it was?
Right, because they, we got a 6247.
6247 and behind a 1786.
Right, yeah. And I'm like, what is that? Oh, no, it
traffic
was a...
Stuff. No
traffic
murder.
Yeah. But it's very, very
listening
addicting.
Listening for the 187.
Well, and usually at least once a day... At least once a day, I go on the Pinellas County Sheriff and look at the active calls.
Well, this guy says...
Just to see what's going on.
This guy claims that he's even helped solve crimes, where he's actually, called detectives and things like that to, let them know what's going on in case they weren't listening, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You're paying him?
No. Mm-mm, I don't think he gets paid at all to do it.
Yeah, he's listening and he posts on Facebook,
I mean, he mostly focuses on what's going on in the Riverview area, So he's kind of like a neighborhood watch guy.
Yeah.
Right, but that's, I don't know if I could do that. To me, after the first 24 hours, I'd be exhausted.
Yeah.
I'd need a nap.
Yeah, I would too.
Do you think he wears a cape?
No, it doesn't say he wears a cape. But it says that he does have two scanners that are on 24/7.
Wow.
And he says he sends frequent or updates via his smartphone. So he's constantly updating.
We should follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, right. No, he follows back. Mm-hmm. Here's a story about Monopoly.
Yes.
Oh, I heard it.
Well... Monopoly is a game, it's a very interesting game, and it's a very good game for learning, business, really.
Yes. It actually originated as the landlord game.
Right.
Yep.
So
80 years ago.
Right.
80-some years ago. Old game.
Exactly.
Right.
Trying to understand economics.
Hannah Claire, do you know that all of the streets are from where?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Atlantic City.
Yes, all Marvin Gardens, Baltic.
It's all up in Atlantic City.
Thompson Town.
Right. Now, what they're doing is, I guess over the years, they've sort of weeded in and weeded out certain game pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember at one point playing a game where it had a cannon.
Yes, there was. Okay. Now, I'm trying to remember. I tried to print this, and I couldn't get it to print.
Right.
There was a shoe.
Right.
A dog, a wheelbarrow, a cannon, a ship,
right,
a race car, a top hat, and the thimble.
Right.
I think those were the
eight. Did you say a cat?
No.
There was a dog.
The dog, right. Yeah.
There was a dog.
Right.
We had Darth Vader.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah, that's, Well, the current pieces are the thimble, the top hat. The cat, which I've never seen that.
No.
A battleship, wheelbarrow, the shoe, the Scottish Terrier, the rocking horse. I've never seen that one. And the handbag, which
yeah,
I've never seen that one either. So that's what's current.
Okay.
So now anyway, Hasbro, Inc., who has the game, the Parker Brothers are the ones that came up with the game.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
They were the first ones to... market it.
Well, it's Hasbro's now.
Yes.
And Hasbro's looking to take the game into the next generation. So they are now having a contest where you can go in and try to name
pick a new piece.
New pieces. For whatever reason, the thimble is out.
Right.
But what this article said is that they're looking for 8 more pieces. So I don't know why they're picking on the thimble.
Yeah, oh, so they're all going out.
That's what it looks like to me.
There was an iron too.
An iron.
Yeah. An iron.
Right.
Iron.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bulbasaur.
You're
thinking
of the wrong game.
No, he had Pokemon Monopoly and he had Star Wars Monopoly.
It was Pokemon Monopoly.
Pokemonopoly.
Pokemonopoly.
Says winners of this contest will be announced on March 19th in Atlantic City, and it will be included in games hitting shelves, or the winning pieces will be included in games hitting shelves this August.
So what are, did they tell you what some of the ideas are?
No, I didn't see
some
anything.
I've heard some of them are going to be like emojis and stuff
that's
like
dumb.
That.
Oh, that's, no.
That's not good. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that. Yeah. Sure.
There won't be like a smartphone and
probably
a mouse.
Yeah.
Why not like a car or a robot?
There was a car.
A tablet.
Like a,
there
like
was
a
race
car.
A little race car, yeah.
What
box car looking thing. Thing. Thing-a-ding.
Oh, I just got, you know, look, like I just
airplane.
Got a
airplane be cool.
A yeah. tweet from my high school friend, Melissa Escobar, it's Melissa Williams Escobar. She said, wasn't there an iron?
Wasn't there an iron?
Right.
Yes.
Hey, hey.
So there was an iron.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yep. Very good.
Very good.
She says she always picked the iron.
Me too. That's why I knew that there was one piece right. that I knew I always picked. I was like, wait.
What
it's
was
none
it?
Of those that it's, they named.
Right.
I always picked like the race car. And when it had the cannon, I picked the cannon. I liked that one.
I like the dog.
Or the top hat. I always liked the top hat.
I was the thimble. So I'm a little upset. I liked the thimble.
I would like to thank
I was pretty
Melissa for tweeting in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Let's everybody play along.
Good everybody play along. Yes.
Now we need to get a board game. Now we need to get a game of Monopoly.
Yep. Oh, I love Monopoly.
Yeah.
I could play, well,
I could play
Monopoly for days.
I like it for like an hour.
I usually win.
And then I get bored with
Me
it.
Me too.
I get real bored with it. I know like some like Monopoly games go on for days.
Oh, yeah. We've had them go on for days.
I can't do that.
Didn't we have a three-day one
I think so.
I like my instant gratification. I want to get in there. Play my stuff.
Take everyone's
and win.
Money.
Yeah, dad's
you're
dad's
more, of an
more
Uno and tic-tac-toe kind of guy.
Yeah, I was just gonna say crazy eight.
Four.
Tic-tac-toe.
That's it.
He's out.
I don't have the patience to go. You know, days.
Days.
That's why I don't play golf. Too much. Too long.
Too long.
Too long.
Too long.
Too long.
Yeah, I'd like to play in a 3-hole golf tournament.
There you go. Not even 9,
no.
just 3.
I'd take 6 balls and hopefully I'd make it through 3 holes.
You use a baseball bat.
Maybe you should just go to the driving range and see,
right.
You know,
it's much better.
Whack 3 and leave.
See how, you know, who can hit the ball the farthest.
Mm-hmm.
Try to hit the guy in the cart.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's always fun.
Yeah, you know, I can't be the banker. I'm starting to, you know, embezzle money and
Well, you're too big of a cheater to play any real games.
Right. I don't know. Anyway, hey, that was cool though that Melissa tweeted us.
Yes. Yeah. See how easy that
very
is?
Very cool. I like that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
thank you
for listening.
Thank you for listening.
God.
I hope
somebody has to.
Yeah, right. Well, Melissa, you are our listener of the week.
Congratulations.
Good job.
And if we don't hear from anybody else the rest of the show, you're the listener of the month.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, let's go to Hey Playboy.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay. Hey.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ty, in
putting the nudie girls back.
Do you
in.
Remember the year the music died, Ty?
Yeah.
Wasn't that back in 2015? Like the fall of 2015? That's when Playboy decided that they weren't going to have nudes anymore.
Ty canceled.
What were they thinking?
Ty canceled his
out
subscription.
Of goddamn mind.
Yeah. Apparently, back in the fall of 2015, CEO Scott Flanders announced that the magazine would no longer publish nude photos of women. What a jerk.
Dweeb.
Bad idea.
Was he gay?
The articles aren't that good, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. It's not all about the comics.
Oh, and what's funny is we bought a couple when they did stop the nudes to read the articles, because that's supposedly what they were focusing on, and it was,
well, they said they wanted it to be more accepted by a larger audience.
It had a big enough audience.
Yeah. Then they should have written articles that maybe had a broader scope.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them were very
more broads.
Yeah, more broads.
One of the things that I thought was funny is Ty. How old were you when Grandpa Ron gave you his collection?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
Like 11 or 12. And I thought what was so interesting about that is that I had already seen all of them.
Right.
I knew where the hiding place was.
Well, I remember because I was like 7 or 8, and I got to see them all too. And it was fun.
That's cool.
It had some effect on you, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. It was weird.
And now we got another message from Melissa, and she says, you entertain me while cooking the partridge. How cool
we shot
that?
Today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, she... I know from on Facebook, she's got a pretty large property.
Nice.
Where she goes out there and she does a lot of fishing. I've seen her pictures with big fish.
Yeah, talk about farm to table.
Yep. I saw a picture. Now, this was kind of creepy because I think she has like a hen house. And I think that when she was going into the hen house recently, a big snake like dropped on her head.
Oh, no.
That would be it.
Yeah. Never again.
No. Moving.
Burn
no.
it down.
You chickens are on your own.
God, oh, no. No.
You come out if you need anything.
Yeah.
Bring me some eggs.
Yeah.
If you can make it past the snake.
Roll them out here.
Well, she showed it. I mean, she put a picture of the snake on Facebook, and it was like, you know, 4 or 5 feet long.
No.
Pretty good sized snake, you know.
No.
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 Big. Not
no.
into that. Anyway, Ty, there's good news.
Good news.
On Monday, Playboy announced that nudity will again be featured on its pages.
Hey.
Starting with the March-April issue, just right around the corner, Ty.
Just right around
it's
the corner.
It's going to be titled, Naked is Normal.
Yes. Well, it is normal.
For Playboy.
Yeah. It says, Chief Creative Officer Connor Hefner, the 25-year-old son of Hugh, simultaneously tweeted, I'll be the first to admit that the way the magazine portrayed nudity was dated, but removing it entirely was a mistake. Nudity was never the problem because nudity isn't a problem. Today, we're taking our identity back and reclaiming who we are.
Yes.
Go, Connor.
Now, does that mean that, are they going to stick with the fake boobs? Because...
I heard they're only showing boobs and butts.
That's was what we would talk about when Ty's Playboy would show up, was the real boobs versus the fake boobs.
Now Melissa tweeted again. We were talking about her hen house. She goes, "But those fresh eggs are the best."
Oh, I bet they are.
I bet they are.
I bet they are
the
best.
You are risking your life.
Yeah,
the snakes.
Yeah, I would have a heart attack if a snake fell on my head.
That,
I would drop dead.
That would kill me.
Yeah, that's.
I can remember when we first moved down here to Florida.
Done.
I could not walk out in the yard. If I walked out in the yard, I was like a chicken in the yard. I mean, my head was pop, 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 pop. I mean, I was scanning the whole area.
Right.
Not about it.
I mean, to this day, if I see like a black racer, I mean. My heart jumps. I'm a lot more used to it now than I used to be.
I'm better.
Then you're on edge.
A lot better about it.
Yeah. The rest
I mean,
of the
I can,
day.
I can now, I can get close to a snake, you know, without, you know, screaming and running and
wetting
you know,
your pants,
doing the pee-pee dance
slicing
and all that.
Slicing it
right.
in half with a shovel.
Well, I've had to do that a couple of times.
I know. I watched. It was terrible.
You got to defend your family, Hannah.
Right.
Good
right.
job, Conan.
What my question is, I know fresh eggs are supposedly just so delicious.
Yeah, right.
How do you hard boil them?
Ah, that's a good question.
Do they peel? I've always wanted to know.
Melissa, if you're still listening, because Stephanie makes me 10 hard-boiled eggs for my breakfast every week.
Yes.
Two a day, not 10
every day. 10 every day.
But
he's trying to get some gains.
Yeah.
The least fresh that they are, the easier they peel.
The easier they peel.
So is it possible to make hard-boiled eggs out of fresh eggs?
Like real.
Right out of the nest.
Right.
That's a question.
That's a burning question of mine I want to know.
I don't know. I mean, you take them, you try to buy the oldest ones you can. And I think we talked about it on the show last week or the week before, and it said that I read something where most eggs that you get from the store, by the time you get them, they're already 45 days old.
Right. Yeah.
So how much older do they have to be?
Right.
If you're buying fresh eggs that are already 45 days old, you know what I mean?
Tell me that. I'll never eat an egg again.
Oh, you're fine.
You're pansy.
That's fine.
Weird. I don't like refrigerator food that's like old.
I don't know what I do with it.
45 days old.
All right. Well, what Melissa said was to poke a hole in the shell, but right. don't puncture the membrane.
Oh.
And apparently, then they will.
So you have to be like an egg surgeon.
Right.
Egg surgeon.
Look.
Yeah.
He's lucky he gets his eggs. You know, I boil the water. I've got a system now with the ice bath.
So you do
all of that.
You poke the hole in before boiling.
Before boiling.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess
I'll try it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to go down to Melissa's farm down there and
try
and
check
it out.
Mm-hmm.
Try it out.
Pick out some eggs.
Be on snake watch.
Yeah. Right. Stay away from the snakes.
Yep. Anyway, so Ty, I know you're excited that Playboy is now coming back with their whole new thing. You know, I've never bought
whole new thing.
Whole new thing. I've never bought a Playboy in my life.
Me either.
But I heard that here in one of the upcoming issues, it's going to be Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
I'd buy that.
I might buy that.
you guys can pitch
in. You know
what,
Ty? Why don't you buy it? Terrible. I'll just look at yours.
I'm not sharing.
Yeah, that way it doesn't feel so guilty.
Right. So I thought that was interesting. Anyway.
Pool your money.
Pool your money.
That's Sunny. It. The winner of Stump the Chump that week has to buy the Playboy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good way to do it.
That's not a bad idea.
Melissa says that she's in Okeechobee. Come visit.
Nice.
Oh, that's
okay.
Not far.
That's not far at all.
I drove by Okeechobee.
On your way to and from Key West.
Yeah, today.
Today, hours
just
ago.
We should do that.
Yeah, we should. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could do a remote from the hen house.
Oh,
a remote from the hen house, everybody.
Clear this first.
Yeah. It's the Marco Radio Happy Hour show from Melissa's hen house. Sans snakes.
Sans snakes.
We're not doing the snakes. Right. Can you imagine?
I don't know. Speaking of chickens, I didn't see any iguanas down in Key
West.
Oh,
I saw a ton of roosters.
Oh, yeah.
And their little ladies and little peepers. Those are cute. But
little peeps.
Little
right.
peeps. But no iguanas or the big lizards. I really wanted to see
them. You missed it.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
Next time, you'll have to go back.
I almost took one of the little peeps. I was.
I'm glad
you can't
didn't.
Do that. Okay, so we're getting ready to. We're getting down to the end of the show, and one of the things I like to do at the end of every show is give you some things to think about. And these are quotes that I get out of the Week magazine that I love so much. The first one says, "No, excuse me."
Wow. says, getting deep into happy hour now.
Yeah. Says, "No snowflake in an avalanche ever feels responsible."
Yeah.
Okay.
And that came from poet Stanislaw Jersey.
That makes sense.
Poet, what kind of jersey stains do you think? All over your jersey. The next one says, "Ignorance allied with power is the most ferocious enemy justice can have." That came from James Baldwin.
We got some of that going on now.
Oh, I have one. My Amigos shirt that we got that we bought.
What's it say? Eat tacos?
No. It said something along the lines of, I don't know if this is perfect, but. Once you ruin your reputation, you can begin to live quite freely.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That too. Here's another one. It says, "A man who works hard stinks only to ones that have nothing to do but smell.
Ah, okay.
A man who works hard stinks only to those who have nothing to do but smell. And that came from Laura Ingalls Wilder. Isn't that the girl in Little House Full of Fairies?
Yes.
Laura Ingalls Wilder? That's is Wilder her married name?
Yes.
Oh, what did I say?
Little House on the Prairie.
The next one says, if you listen, you learn. If you talk, you don't.
Right.
And that came from recently deceased actor John Hurt. He died just this past week. He was the Elephant Man. I'm not an animal.
Did you mention at all cool that the animal, wrestler guy, the animal, he passed away today?
Oh, no.
The big guy with the green tongue? I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Hmm.
Let's see. Then the last one says, if your car could travel at the speed of light, would your headlights work?
I think you'd have bigger problems.
Yeah.
That came from comedian Stephen Wright. Anyway, that's it, everybody. Okay. So Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Key West is awesome.
Key West is awesome.
And dangerous.
And dangerous.
And dangerous.
Yes. You can hurt yourself there. Stephanie, anything you want to add?
Oh, I'm good.
Ty?
Nope.
All right. I would like to say thank you for listening. Thank you, Melissa, for playing along.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you for
appreciate
participating.
That. And let's do that again sometime.
Absolutely.
And maybe we can get down to Okeechobee.
Yes.
See your chickens and your snakes.
That would be fun. Yeah. Fun field trip.
It would be.
Okie dokie.
All right. If we don't have anything else, then I will say, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. I promised you a little bit more of Betty Fox, and I said that she does some scat singing. This song called Please Come Home will give you an idea of what I'm talking about. We will talk to you again next week. Have a safe 3-day weekend. See ya!
Baby, baby, please come home. I'm lost without you, baby. Please come home. You've been gone for so long. Every I swear, oh, I'm lost without you. Baby, baby, please come home. Julieta, Julieta, dee-da-doo-da-da. Julieta, dee-da-doo-da-da. Julieta, dee-da-doo. Bra-ba-boot-ba-da-doo-bay.
That's it.